Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, good morning, 8:15. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher. That music you're hearing is the music of one BK Davis. And you're going to be surprised to know that not only is he a Steinway International artist, but he's a Steinway International artist. He is from Davenport, Iowa. He's a jazz musician. He's a composer. He's also a court reporter. We'll get into that, too. And he joins us here at our studio this morning. BK Davis, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me, Tom.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, first off, you know, people hear Steinway International artist. We don't necessarily know exactly what it means, but we know, okay, number one, Steinway pianos. Not everybody, one, can afford them, but number two, one of the best out there. And to become an artist that they say, yes, you are one of those people who is good enough and you use our product, we want you on our list of a Steinway International artist. And in your case, you are the first African-American from Iowa to be on there. And I asked you off the air, I said my guess was that not only African-American, but probably not necessarily that many even from Iowa, period. And there's not, as far as Steinway International artists anyway, there's not that many ever.
That's exactly right. Over the course of, I don't know how many, you know, years back, there have been a total of approximately 1,600. Well, we have a couple categories. The first category are called immortals. Okay, these are folks who are Steinway artists like Cole Porter, the Gershwins, Duke Ellington, etc., who have passed on. And now the other category is there are about 250 of us alive. We're the living Steinway International artist, Tom, and I'm just thrilled, you know, to be in that group.
Well, I was looking at the immortal list, and you know, like, as you mentioned, like Richard Rodgers, Cole Porter, going back to Franz Liszt and Wagner, and a lot of other composers, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty darn impressive list. But even those currents that you are on there with right now, you're looking at Elton John, Herbie Hancock, Diana Krall, Harry Connick Jr., Billy Joel. You're in some pretty exclusive company.
yes. It's pretty amazing to look at because I'm thinking growing up in Iowa, you know, detasseling corn in the summer and then you know, spending as much time on the piano as I could in summer. That was my summer job. And so I find myself being, you know, It's been a trail that I've blazed kind of alone, really, as a pianist, because, you know, I went to Davenport Central, we played football and stuff like that, played with folks like Roger Craig, Jamie Williams, Tom Mullen, Dave Huxley.
Pretty good company there.
Yeah. So after high school, you know, I went to the military and everybody else, you know, took off to college. I started my college education actually after military.
Well, and people's like, well, what's BK doing here in Galesburg? Well, number one, I didn't mention that you are actually, as you said, you're from Davenport, but you spent a lot of time here in Galesburg as well. You had relatives here. So, and your father, Bishop Ezekiel Davis, had churches not only in Quad Cities, Burlington, but here as well. And that's so right. That's where, I guess, the musical background started for you was in the church.
It did. Well, actually, before that, because I would listen to the blues radio stations coming out of Chicago, Tom. There was one called After Hours. I don't know if you remember it or not.
Yes.
But it was out of Chicago. And I would listen to that. And this is before I actually started playing church music. But I would, you know, hear the After Hours blues, and I'd play that. And at a very young age, very early age, I learned the blues. It became a blueprint for me to build everything else on. And then, of course, Mom and Dad said, hey, Sunday morning, you know where you're going, right to the church house, right? So that's how it was. And by the age of 12 years old, I was writing songs and conducting the children's choir. And sometimes I got to work with the young adults and the adults. Well, as I aged, my skills increased, and I found myself working with all of the churches. We have friends in Macomb, friends, and the organization I started with is called the Church of God in Christ. That's my blueprint. That's where I hail from. So it's been a wonderful and rich education in the church, and but it not limited to the church. Of course, as a teenager, I began to play, funk and rock and jazz and blues, and I was in a metal band. I was playing synthesizer in a metal band, and we did a lot of things. And so I explored just about everything I could explore.
So it was music, right? It didn't,
Right.
Yeah, it didn't matter what genre.
It didn't matter whether it was Aaron Copland or David Bowie. It didn't matter.
Yeah. BK Davis, our guest here this morning, joining us. He is a Davenport, Iowa native, and spent a lot of time here in Galesburg. He is a Steinway International artist, one of not very many in the world we're talking about, and kind of developed more a lot on the jazz side of things. So one of the other things you mentioned that, you started hearing and playing the blues. Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but I have had other people tell me, I told you I own a bass and I don't know how to play it. And somebody said, you learn to do some blues lines and you can do anything. Because it sounds like blues music, any modern music, it's all based in blues.
I think that's right, Tom. I think that's right. I think blues is the blueprint for what we call rock and roll today.
Right.
If we go back a few years, we had people alive who I was fortunate to work and record with, like Little Richard. Okay, he's considered the architect of rock and roll. Well, I learned tons from Richard and Billy Preston. I did a record with Billy Preston, the Jazz Crusaders. I did a lot of recording with people like that, Gerald Albright, who is about my age, Gerald Albright, but he's like one of the most famous saxophone players in jazz. Bobby Lyle, who produced Bette Midler Records and Anita Baker Records. We all worked very closely with Al Jarreau's band in Hollywood, California. There was a group of us, a clique, so to speak, and we produced music for like Metz Beer out of Tokyo. Maybe it was Osaka, I don't remember which one. But yeah, we made a lot of commercials and sold them. And so I'd get a phone call like, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning when I lived in Burbank and Glendale, and somebody would call me, like Bobby Lyle or somebody, and say, "Hey, BK, get up, man." I said, "What's up?" I said, "Well, what? We got these tracks we're working on, and want to see how you feel about putting your flavor into this." I'd say, "Okay." I'd get up and walk in there and listen to the tracks and lay the tracks down. And so, yeah. Also, Tom, years ago, there used to be a recording studio in Rock Island, Illinois, called Music Factory Recording Studio.
Okay.
That I was a studio musician there. I worked with people like Terry Patton, Jesse Johnson from The Time.
Right.
Jesse Johnson and The Time. Jesus, a lot of guys. Mo Payton, Ray Freeman, Eddie Hodge. These are guys from the Quad Cities that they were my friends and colleagues. And it was just amazing.
BK Davis is our guest this morning, a Steinway International artist. He's a jazz pianist. Well, he does it all. He's a composer, and my goodness, you can check out his website. Now, I know if you Google BK Davis, but what's the specifics on the website again?
My website is bkdavis.com.
.com, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can find music on there. You can, if you're looking to purchase, not far off from the holidays, be thinking about gifts. And when you listen, you find some stuff you like, I guarantee. We mentioned you've played with and composed with some really big name artists. I got to say before that, your career stands on its own, but the fact that, you've done that also, not that you need anything to say, yeah, look, this guy's made it. You've done it on your own, but that's really interesting. And you mentioned a guy like Little Richard that you composed with,
yes.
Who's, like I said, kind of one of the fathers of rock and roll. And then like a Billy Preston, yeah. Who his biggest hits were more, I mean, they were top 40, but they were more R&B songs. But yet this is a guy that played, he was kind of the fifth Beatle.
That's exactly right. Right, Tom. Good memory. I also wrote music with a duo songwriting team known as McFadden and Whitehead.
Ain't no stopping us now.
That's it. That's it. And yeah. John Whitehead and I, we met first before Gene McFadden and I met. But John and I, we were buddies, and it wasn't, we were just hanging out doing stuff, and John and Gene said, hey, come on over to our place and let's write some stuff. So we did, and we continued, and we had a great friendship, you know. So, you know, both of them are gone now, you know. But their music lives on. Ain't no
absolutely.
Stopping us now.
Absolutely. BK Davis, our guest. Well, let's talk about jazz and why and how. Obviously, growing up in the church, like you said, you listened to the blues, and then obviously gospel music played a big part in your life. What about jazz itself? Where did that come from? And was it the composer in you, or was it the musician in you? Why more on the jazz side of things?
That's a good question. Being educated in both classical music and jazz music, I find parallels in both. For example, in classical music, we have something known as theme and variation. There is a stated theme or a stated melody, and then there's, you know, variation on that melody. Well, in jazz, it's really the same thing, just a different language. It's, we have melody and improvisation. So as a kid, my parents would take us to different places, big church meetings down in Memphis and in Michigan, Detroit, Minneapolis. We would go all over the place, Nebraska, and our family, we had a singing family. We all sang and we did it. We had a lot of wonderful people in our choir in Rock Island, Illinois. And you know, I wanted to play like some of the more experienced players that I heard. These guys were just so good. Gospel musicians. I mean, very, very stunningly good. And I said, geez, what in the world are they doing? So as I began to study, I guess I was a teenager when I discovered Jamie Abersold Jazz. I wrote to Jamie. He says, well, why don't you come on over to Alexandria in the Indiana, and we'll talk. So one of my first jobs was writing TV and radio commercials for ASA Productions out of Indianapolis, Indiana. While I was there, I had a job. I played for a church also as a music director. And then Bill and Gloria Gaither. Well, Bill said, hey, you know, we got a recording going on. Why don't you come on over to Randy Hummel's recording studio and we'll do some things. So I got that was my first experience with a symphony orchestra. I worked with them, the Gaither Trio, and just recently I had the wonderful opportunity to record my original music with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And Mango Juice, my lead song on this record, Mango Juice was recorded and performed live on the stage with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
I'm so excited. I hope to do the same thing with the Galesburg Symphony Orchestra.
That'd be great. Yeah, Dr. Galesburg Symphony, yeah, it would be. Really, really outstanding group. That would be a really cool thing. BK Davis is our guest. I guess with the jazz, I think it, you know, one of the things that maybe led you that way, that one, it's so cerebral, but yet there's the cerebral side and the creativity side, and you've got all that going on upstairs, it seems like, and so there's, you have that great mix of those two.
Thank you.
Two things.
Thank you. Some people like to call me a blockhead. I got it all going, right? So yeah, I met Jamie Abersold. Jamie took me under his wing and began to school me. And I began to read his books and study improvisation and chord progressions and composition. And then I went to Western Illinois University, and I studied there and met some wonderful people, wonderful pianists, wonderful professors. And last but not least, I studied at AIC Business School.
Oh, yes. We're both DCU grads. I call it Duck Creek University.
Yeah. Yes.
but you weren't, people might think, oh, well, he must have been into radio because he's got the great voice and everything. No, you were there for something completely different that actually kind of helped you in some ways in your career.
Absolutely, Tom. I was there in the court reporting.
That is interesting.
Stenography.
Yeah.
I guess one of the things that led me in that direction is that my brother is a retired federal judge, okay, Bob Davis. Many of you know my brother, Bob. We call him Bobby, you know. Well, he's a retired federal judge, and my relatives, we would, well, again, we have other relatives here in Galesburg or from Galesburg, the McDougal family, Roland and Rebecca McDougal, and my cousin, Roland and Frida now live here with grandchildren and stuff like that. Jiminy Christmas, how can I say this? The gravitation in our family toward legal studies has always been there. I guess if you really look at it in a very, you know, under the microscope, legal stuff and religious stuff kind of goes hand in hand in a way.
Right.
You know, if you think about the biblical things in Leviticus and, you know, then you think about all the laws that we, our different cultures have. It's symbiotic.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you.
Piano stylings and the vocals of one B.K. Davis. He is a Steinway International artist, has earned that designation along with the likes of Elton John, Billy Joel, Harry Connick Jr., Herbie Hancock, among others. And he has done a lot in his career, and mainly now as a jazz musician. And he's joining us here this morning. You want to check out some of his music. Number one, Joy Avenue Media. BK Davis YouTube, and you're going to find a concert, a live, it was actually a live stream show that you did actually in Bettendorf, is that right?
Bettendorf, Iowa, on the 7th of November.
So just the other day then.
Yeah, did, at 7 p.m. on the 7th of November with a seven-piece band.
Oh, there you go, see?
Not superstitious
at all, right?
Boom.
That's better than the one number down in threes, right?
Right?
Good one, Tom.
Right?
But you can check out his music there. And also, BK, not only a composer, musician, singer, author as well. You've got a book called Ivory Towers. My guess is the ivory might have something to do with those ivories that you tickle with your fingers.
Interesting. No, not
really?
At all.
Really?
Not at all.
Okay.
It had nothing to do whatsoever about ivory in that sense, even though the title, I titled it Ivory Towers.
Which would make sense, right?
It would make sense.
Yeah.
A true story.
Mm-hmm.
My authorized autobiography. But the story is about this kid, me, you know, growing up. It starts at 14 years old where I'm conducting a choir and there's lights and it's a big recording and stuff like that. And that's where it starts, at 14 years old. It goes through, the book description is up on Heritage Family Publishers out of Salt Lake City.
Okay. And Heritage Family Publishing.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. And yep. you can go to their website. You'll see my book, Ivory Towers. But Ivory Towers, as we all move through life, we have highs and lows and things that challenge us in many, many ways with life. And we have life lessons. I found myself in the military. I found myself prior to the military, even since then, going through things where I've had to retreat and find solitude, find peace of mind, tranquility, bliss. And so I retreat into the recesses of my mind, my own mind, and the skull on all of our heads. I call this the ivory tower. That's the reference. But yeah. You know what? It dovetails perfectly with music.
I had no idea. Yeah. See, I've contributed. My yes. work here is done, right?
Right.
BK Perfect. Davis is our guest this morning. He is a native of Davenport, Iowa. Spent a lot of time in Galesburg growing up and internationally known. He is the Steinway. He's the Steinway International Artist designation that not too many people have. 1,600, and that includes a bunch of people that are no longer with us. So currently, what, only like 250 that are still living? So,
yeah, 250 of us, Tom.
Which includes Harry Connick Jr., Billy Joel, Elton John, Herbie Hancock, BK Davis, Diana Krall,
yeah,
BK Davis as well. That's good. Do you ever sit back and think about something like that? That you're in company with artists that are so big in their own ways.
Well, it's completely humbling, Tom. I have to be honest. I really never dreamed of it. I remember. Many, many years ago, going over to what used to be Simon's Music in Moline, Illinois. And I would see, when they first started selling Steinway pianos over there, I don't know if it was Simon's Music or West Music where they began doing that, but I would see the posters of Steinway artists, you know.
Van Cliburn.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'd see these posters up on the wall in frames, and I would just marvel. At, oh my gosh, isn't that wonderful? And now my posters are up there. Like, whoa,
that would be so humbling. Yeah, that would say, like, wow, so especially growing up having looked at those and then, like, wow, they're how did I get there?
How did I get there?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of many, many notes later.
Absolutely. BK Davis, BK Davis By Day Publishing LLC. If you're interested in getting a hold of you for, you know, if
for whatever reason,
yeah.
If you want to say hi, I knew your mother Rose when she graduated from Galesburg High School.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a Hodge at that time, Rose Hodge.
Okay.
The Hodge family is a part of my family as well. And I used to come here to Galesburg and go hunting. We would hunt out in the woods with my cousins. And uncles, and oh my gosh, I tell you, it's wonderful. And now being back home, you know, before the cold and ice hits, I tell myself, I'm going to stick around for the winter. So I even bought some boots. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know.
Because you've got a place in Florida too, and if I'm you, I know where I'm going to be.
But. Right. Right. Florida's nice, especially the beach. This
absolutely.
Time of year.
BK Davis, By Day Publishing LLC. It's P.O. Box 234, Burlington, Iowa, 52601. The phone number there, area code 941-877-9509. And of course, as you said, website bkdavis.com. Now, are on your website, can people purchase music there, CDs or anything? Is that available, or your book? Or
not there.
Okay.
But what you can do, you can Google.
Okay.
At no cost. It's free. You can Google and you can just BK Davis Live.
Okay.
If you Google BK Davis Live, many things will come up. For a while I did a Stevie Wonder tribute concert.
I listened to a little bit of that earlier. It was pretty. And you know what's really cool? And your wife gave a perfect description of it, that you know it's Stevie's song, but there's a whole other level that Stevie's song goes to with your interpretation. It's just such a cool thing. It's like, yes, I know that, but this is a whole, you know, and the thought was like, well, how do you improve on perfection? It's like, wow, it's just wow, you take it and make it your own, which you did.
Very well said, Tom. I'm on my way back to Dallas soon to talk with Steinway there. But, I mean, Texas is so kind to me. Sold out shows, almost every single one.
That's great.
Just beautiful sold out shows. Houston. I mean, I just can't say enough.
Yeah.
And so,
well, I know you're getting around because Phoenix, Dallas, Peoria here, down Clearwater, Miami, St. Pete, Sarasota. You're getting around. And I suggest especially those southern and southwest and southeast as the colder weather's coming. Good thinking.
Right.
Well, again, how about where's the book available?
Book is available through Heritage Family Publishing.
Okay. So heritagefamilypublishing.com, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can find the book there, Ivory Towers, the true story, the basically the life story of V.K. Davis.
That's exactly right.
And we like to say a local boy done good because you are local in many ways. I mean, Davenport, but you spent a lot of time here in Galesburg, relatives here and everything.
Grew up spending weekends here in Galesburg, eating at many of the cafes along Cherry Street and all that stuff, Henderson. You know, I mean, the Galesburg is just as much home as Davenport, if not more. Because, of course, my cousins were here, and my uncles and my aunts, and many of my friends are, you know, they still live here in Galesburg. So when I'm in Galesburg, I'm actually at home. I used to bring Mom here on Saturdays, and we would stop. I can't remember the name of the restaurant right now, but we would stop and have French onion soup. Right next to this cafe, there was a candy shop. Where I could get truffles. So
Innkeepers.
That's it.
Innkeepers, yeah.
Are they still here?
Yes, they are.
Woo!
Here Seminary I go. Street. 80 North Seminary Street. See, they sponsor one of our contests, what we did earlier, every morning.
Innkeepers. Toaster trivia.
Innkeepers, fresh roasted coffee. Yes, that's
on
the place.
On what street?
It's 80 North Seminary Street, yeah.
Innkeepers, 80 North Seminary Street.
Yep, that's the place.
So Tom, as soon as you and I wrap up here, I'm going to get
there
my
you
truffles.
Go. There you go, absolutely. BK Davis joining us here this morning. BK, thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking some time and reaching out to us. It's really, really great to meet you, and all the best success to you in the future. I hope, one of the things I'm hoping for you that the Grammy folks are going to give you some recognition because you definitely deserve it.
Thanks for having me. I think I just feel it in my heart and soul that the Grammy is mine. But if it doesn't come, I've had a wonderful, wonderful journey, and being back here in the Midwest is Grammy enough.
There you go. And it's not about the awards. It's about the music. And you know you put great products out there. That's what matters.
Yeah, for sure. So, Tom, I'm so thrilled that you opened your doors up to me and wanted to visit with me, and thank you so much.
Absolutely, thank you. And as we leave with a little more music from BK Davis.